Good afternoon, dear listeners, and welcome. Your anchor, Yusra Larjoun, here, live from Rim Radio Studios in Rabat for a 5:40 newscast. With me today is Maryam Banaysa on the coverage for the headlines. Lower House Speaker represents His Majesty the King at inauguration of Guatemala's new president. Nigeria, Akwa Ibom State, OCP Africa, and Nigeria Sovereign Investment Authority set to promote cooperation in agricultural sector. Rabat celebrates Amazigh New Year 2974. And internationally, the Arab League and China have signed a memorandum of understanding to establish the Arab-Chinese League for Intellectual Institutions. Starting off abroad, Speaker of the House of Representatives, Lower House, Rashid Tabil Alami, represented His Majesty King Mohammed VI at the inauguration ceremony of Guatemala's new president, Bernardo Arevalo, which took place on Sunday in Guatemala City. Arevalo's official investiture ceremony took place at the Miguel Angel Asturias National Theater, in the presence of numerous heads of state and government, as well as representatives of legislative institutions. At the ceremony, the Speaker of the House of Representatives was accompanied by Morocco's ambassador to Guatemala, Tariq Louajri. On this occasion, Tabil Alami conveyed to Bernardo Arevalo the congratulations of His Majesty King Mohammed VI on his election to the highest office of his country. The ceremony was an opportunity to express Morocco's willingness to strengthen its ties with Guatemala in all areas, the Speaker of the House of Representatives told MAP. In a message addressed to Bernardo Arevalo following his election as President of the Republic of Guatemala, His Majesty the King expressed his warmest congratulations to Arevalo for the trust placed in him by the friendly people of Guatemala and his sincere wishes for success in his high office. Quote unquote, "On this occasion, I would like to express the Kingdom of Morocco's esteem for the distinguished ties of friendship that unite us with the Republic of Guatemala and for the bilateral cooperation relations that are progressing exponentially in all areas and which I am convinced will grow stronger for the benefit of both peoples and in the service of complementary and South-South cooperation," said the sovereign. In a swift response to the Memorandum of Understanding inked between Ethiopia and the Somaliland region, the Arab League has announced an emergency meeting scheduled for next Wednesday. Chaired by Morocco, the meeting will gather foreign ministers to deliberate on the potential ramifications of this diplomatic development. The Arab League, in a statement released this Sunday, underscored the gravity of the situation and declared its decision to conduct an emergency session via video conference at the League Council level. The focus will be on discussing the aftermath of the quote-unquote illegally signed Memorandum of Understanding between Ethiopia and the region of Somaliland. Maryam Banaysa with the report.
Ilyas Sheikh Omar Abu Bakr, the ambassador of the Federal Republic of Somalia in Egypt and permanent representative to the Arab League, disclosed on January 4th that Somalia had formally approached the Arab League. The purpose was to call for an urgent meeting of the League Council, specifically among Arab foreign ministers, with the aim to delve into the consequences of the Memorandum of Understanding inked between Ethiopia and the Somaliland region, which grants Ethiopia rights to exploit an area 20 kilometers northwest of Somalia in the Red Sea, along with a designated port and military base in the region. The Somali diplomat stressed the necessity of a unified Arab response to what he labeled a blatant violation by Ethiopia against the sovereignty and territorial integrity of the Federal Republic of Somalia. He argued that Ethiopia's unilateral actions pose a threat to Arab security and navigation in the Red Sea, as well as an overt attempt to undermine the sovereignty, independence, and unity of Somalia, emphasizing the significance of adhering to a principle of good neighborliness. The diplomat highlighted the need to strengthen peace, security, and stability in the Horn of Africa region. Moreover, Abu Bakr warned against the dangerous repercussions of Ethiopia's move, characterizing it as flagrant violation of Somali sovereignty that could further destabilize the already tense situation in the region.
Back on national soil, the Ministry of Youth, Culture and Communication organized a grand ceremony in Rabat on Sunday to celebrate the Amazigh New Year 2974 in the presence of Head of Government Aziz Akhnouch. The ceremony, which took place at the Mohammed V Theater, was attended by members of the government, personalities from the world of politics, human rights and the media, representatives of diplomatic missions, and a large audience who came to celebrate a thousand-year-old tradition deeply rooted in the national cultural heritage. Minister of Youth, Culture and Communication Mohammed Mehdi bin Said said that his department had spared no effort to ensure a celebration worthy of the event, noting that the event was a recognition of the role of Amazigh art in its various dimensions in the different regions of the kingdom. In a statement to the press, bin Said noted that the festivities marking the Amazigh New Year illustrate once again the government's commitment, in accordance with the high instructions of His Majesty King Mohammed VI, to give a strong boost to the artistic and cultural sectors. The celebration of the Amazigh New Year, which follows the decision of His Majesty King Mohammed VI to establish this official national day, was marked by various activities held in several provinces of the kingdom, an opportunity to revisit and celebrate the customs and habits linked to an important segment of the national cultural heritage. The destination is now Abuja. Strengthening cooperation in the field of agriculture was at the heart of recent discussions between Akwa Ibom State in southeastern Nigeria. OCP Africa, a subsidiary of the OCP Group, world leader in the production and export of phosphates, and the Nigeria Sovereign Investment Authority, NSIA. Miriam Benesa with the report.
The strategic meeting, which was held at the request of the Akwa Ibom State government, between the latter, the OCP Africa Nigeria team, and NSIA, was aimed at discussing the progress of ongoing industrial projects and strengthening collaboration in the field of agriculture, attended by senior government officials and representatives of both companies. The meeting was highly productive. On this occasion, the governor of Akwa Ibom State, Umu Enu, expressed his sincere thanks to OCP Africa for the various actions previously carried out in the region, noting that previous projects and initiatives had made a significant contribution to the economic and social development of the state. He also expressed the state's willingness to further strengthen this fruitful collaboration. At the meeting, the parties exchanged information on the progress of the ongoing industrial project in Akwa Ibom State, adding that significant progress had been made. All parties are committed to continuing to work together to ensure the successful completion of this major project.
In international news, the Arab League and China signed a memorandum of understanding in Cairo to establish the Arab-Chinese Association of Intellectual Institutions. This is part of the ongoing efforts to strengthen friendship and deepen the strategic partnership between the two sides. In a statement, the official spokesperson for the Secretary General of the Arab League said that Secretary General Ahmed Aboulghait stressed during his meeting with a member of the Political Bureau of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of China and Foreign Minister Wang Yi the depth of the historical relations between Arab countries and China and the development of friendship and cooperation between them since the establishment of the Arab-Chinese Cooperation Forum in 2004, which culminated in the holding of the first Arab-Chinese summit in 2022. The Memorandum of Understanding aims to promote cooperation between Arab and Chinese intellectual institutions in the field of research, education, and culture, exchange knowledge and expertise, and develop joint projects and initiatives. The MOU is a significant step in the development of relations between Arab countries and China. It is a testament to the commitment of both sides to strengthen their cooperation and promoting understanding between their peoples. Concluding in sports, the national beach soccer team has claimed a second spot in the International Mornajo League held in San Luis, Brazil. As reported on the Royal Moroccan Football Federation's website, the national team secured the runner-up position with one victory and two defeats, while the Brazilian team claimed a top spot. According to the same source, the third position went to the United Arab Emirates against the fourth-placed American team. It's worth noting that the participation of the national team in this league is part of preparations for upcoming competitions. In the Africa Cup of Nations Côte d'Ivoire 2023, the Ghanaian national team faced defeat against Cape Verde with a score of 1-2 in a match held yesterday at the Félix Houphouët-Boigny Stadium in Abidjan. Cape Verde took the lead with a goal from their player Jamiro Montero, and Ghana equalized through Alexander Djiku. However, Cape Verde secured the victory with another goal by their player Gary Rodriguez. In the same group, Egypt and Mozambique earlier played to a 2-2 draw. After this round, Cape Verde leads the group with 3 points, followed by Egypt and Mozambique with 1 point each. Ghana is currently in the last position without any points. The competition continues today with matches featuring Senegal against Gambia, Cameroon against Guinea, and Algeria against Angola. That concludes our newscast. Thank you for tuning in, and stay tuned for the latest national and international news and updates on RIM Radio. As for me, I'll see you tomorrow for our 3:40 newscast.